What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB, back with yet another episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. Last time I checked, my name is still Brandon BDB Bender. I hope that you are doing fresh, epic, and well today. That's right, land of the few. Y'all catch what I just did? A little acronym there. Fresh, epic, and well. Y'all heard it here first. Anyway, hope y'all had a great Labor Day weekend. Hope that it was refreshing. Hope that it was relaxing. And whatever it is that you did, I hope that you did it well. And I hope that if you ate some barbecue or whatever it is that you ate or consumed, I hope that you were able to recover and that you ain't got no grease stains on your belly. If you do, just be sure to wipe it off, right? Anyway, just wanted to come at y'all with yet another new episode. But before we get into that, of course, as always, I want to give props to those that are jamming the Ultimate You Podcast for the very first time. If it is your very first time on the Ultimate You Podcast, thank you for joining me. If it is your second time and above, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Ultimate You Podcast. Thank you for joining me once again. And of course, I want to give props to all my people out there that have been jamming Ultimate You Podcast from day one or anytime after day one. Appreciate your support, appreciate your love, and all of you out there that are sharing the podcast, whether it's via text or whether it's via social media, whatever form that you are sharing the Ultimate You Podcast, it is greatly appreciated. Yeah, because you know, I really pride myself on really putting some truth bombs out there, some truth juice in the game that you can sip on, some truth juice that you can sip on and you can pour it in your cup. And even if you got bedazzled on your cup, you know what I'm saying? You got some jewels and you got some bling bling on your cup, right? It's going to be extra sparkly when I put some truth juice up in that joint. You know what I'm saying? All right. What am I talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. All right. So today, we're going to talk about chiseled free will. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about chiseled free will. I'm going to define what free will means, and I'm going to define what chiseled means. Now, of course, I usually give my objective, customized definitions of things because I want to do my best to provide a picture for you of what it is that we're defining here. You know, and really try to help make things make sense, right? Because when things make more sense, I truly believe we can be better, live better, and you know, we just all increase in our learning. We just all go higher and higher. That's all I'm here to do. Just like any other podcast, you know, the purpose of a podcast is to help increase someone's learning. To help increase someone's education and whatever expertise, whatever field of expertise that said person or said group is executing, that is displaying, that is presenting, right? So, but on this podcast, you know, we talk about fitness, we talk about faith, we talk about nutrition, we talk about health and wellness, we talk about life, and then we're going to be talking about current events, the current events that I feel compelled to talk about. So, We try to talk about it all, but really the main things we really focus on is the faith and health and wellness and fitness. Those are the two big things we talk about on this podcast. So, all right. So, of course, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and do the do. So I hope that you're in a relaxed state. And if you ain't, make sure you get to that place where you're in a relaxed state. Be able to soothe your mind, ease your mind, and get ready to receive what's in store for you. All right, let's go ahead and get it. In 3, 2, 1, boom. All right, y'all, let's get to it. So today we're going to talk about a subject that I believe that many of us overlook from time to time. And straightforward with it, that subject is free will. I'm going to talk about free will tonight, but perhaps in a way that you have never heard of before. Perhaps, I don't know, but I'm going to give it a shot. You know, if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, I really pride myself on explaining things, breaking things down a certain way in ways that you have perhaps never heard of before. And that's what I'm going to attempt to do tonight. And I'm going to add a word in front of free will, because this episode is entitled Chiseled Free Will, because I truly believe that we cannot look at free will at just face value. Free will cannot just be free will. And I added the word chiseled in front of that because I truly believe in our life journey. Yes, we know that there's ups and downs and turnarounds and all arounds and all kinds of all arounds and this, that, and the other. But the decisions that we make, they either represent dullness or they represent being chiseled. Okay, so you might be asking yourself, what do you mean by chiseled free will? Well, I'll give you a couple of visual analogies. The first one is, obviously, if you think about a sculpted painting or a sculpted statue that has a great physique, and you think about all the cuts and the muscles and chisels, yes, the chisels that are displayed up on that statue in terms of the body parts. You think of the first area I think of is the obliques, which are on the side of your stomach. And you think about the abs, you think about the core, and think about how chiseled they look. And you think about the bicep and the triceps, and you think about how chiseled they look, how cut up that they look. Right. So you can call that a chiseled physique when you're talking about a statue. All right. Now, let me give the other visual analogy. What is free will? All right. So by Google definition, free will is simply being able to act without the necessity of constraint. OK, so basically you have the opportunity to make a decision at your own discretion, whether if it's the right decision or the wrong decision. Okay, there's the straightforward definition. Let me give you a visual analogy definition of free will. And I have mentioned this on the podcast before. A visual that I came up with was, I mean, you think about a bridge. If there was a bridge and it literally said the words free will on it. Now, I didn't say that part of it when I referenced it on a podcast before, but if you were standing on top of a bridge and you look down below on that bridge, and if it said the words free will, that's what it represents. The reason I say that is because you have an opportunity to go in one direction of the bridge, which represents the wrong decision. And then you have an opportunity to go on the opposite side of the bridge, which is the right decision. Okay? Because I believe that free will is literally the gateway in regards to our decisions. You know, we have an opportunity to go left. We have an opportunity to go right. Or I guess if you want to give a third option, then you have an opportunity to go straight ahead, straight forward, straight deliberate. So deliberately straight ahead, you know, because truth says that we're not called to go to the left. We're not called to go to the right. You know, but what it's saying is we need to be people that just go straight ahead. Like a charging bull going straight ahead. Okay, you can look up Proverbs 4:27 if you want to see what I'm talking about. Don't go to the left, don't go to the right. All right. But I truly believe that is a great analogy, is that any and every decision that we make while we're standing on that bridge, we have the opportunity to go to this side. We have the opportunity to go to the other side in terms of wrong and right decisions. And as I said, that is the, I guess you could say, the middleman. That is the middleman, if you will, in regards to what kind of person we're going to choose in terms of marriage. What kind of person of the opposite sex that we're going to choose in terms of marriage. I just thought I'd throw that in there. It gives us the opportunity to choose what kind of foods that we are going to consume, what kinds of drinks that we're going to consume. Because I believe that free will, like I said, it cannot be looked at as just straight face value. We have to be able to look at free will a little bit deeper. Because I truly believe in my heart of hearts, a lot of us as people, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I truly believe a lot of us as people, myself included, we have too many of these times where we sort of abuse free will, take advantage of it in the wrong way. And it's like we have learned throughout our lives in some way, shape or fashion of how we need to make right decisions and how we make wrong decisions. You know, some of us know that at different levels than the other. But there, I just want to challenge you and ask you, what area or areas of your life and my life are we, you know, we're just kind of free willing it, you know? Oh, wait, that sounded kind of cool. Free willing it. Man, that sounded cool. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah, we're going to go with it. We're going to go with it. So what area or areas of our lives are we just free willing it? Okay. Now, just real quick side note, that was inspired by Will Smith, right? When he had that song, Big Willie Style. Now, I'd say free willing, right? I was thinking of Big Willie Style, but I'm going to say free willing. You know, I almost wanted to say Free Willie Style, but that's where a little bit of the inspiration comes from. So, all right, back to the topic. So what area or areas of our lives are we just free willing it? Okay. So the couple of things I want to talk about tonight is obviously I just defined free will. And the other two points I want to hit on is what's inside of you. What's inside of you. And then, of course, the final piece of this message is chiseling yourself, or you could say chisel yourself. Okay. You know, you can use it in both forms, because obviously if you say chiseling yourself, it means it's an ongoing thing. Okay. It's an ongoing thing. It's a process oriented type of deal. And then if you say just chisel yourself, then you're just making that statement as a reminder, hey, I need to chisel myself. And by chiseling yourself, it just means that the more and more that we make the right decisions and the tenure of time that we spend on making these right decisions, we become more and more chiseled. There was a phrase that I came up with when I first, somewhere in the beginning of the beginnings, when I started this whole fitness maxima journey. And I have not revealed this phrase on this podcast. I don't think I have. I have not mentioned this phrase on the podcast, but it is fitting. It is very fitting. And I'm going to say it right now. And that is, when it comes to the Ultimate You podcast, when it comes to Fitness Maxima, you and I, we have the opportunity to carve ourselves into the ultimate us. Now, let me say it a different way. This is the original formation of the statement. Carve yourself into the ultimate you. Listen to those words. Carve yourself into the ultimate you. I'm pretty sure that some of you listening, you have either partaken in or you have seen a turkey being carved, whether if it was Thanksgiving or if it was just a regular day where you're carving slices of turkey for lunch or dinner, whatever time of day that you're doing it. All right. So obviously you're utilizing some form of a sharp knife in order to cut through that turkey, because you want to get whatever size of slice or slices that you want to get for your meal. Okay. It's the same thing with life. You want to be able to allow yourself to be cut. You got to put yourself in positions to allow yourself to be cut like diamonds, right? We know diamonds are, at some point diamonds are cut. You know, we know that they're put under immense pressure. So if you and me, if we want to be people that truly want to aim higher and higher at whatever it is that we put our hands to, we got to be able to take the cut. We got to receive the cut. And that just means constructive criticism, constructive feedback on whatever it is that we need it on. All right. So just to point out a few things, one thing I'm going to talk about, not on this episode, but one thing on probably a near round the corner future episode, I'm going to talk about free will, but I'm also going to talk about I'm gonna talk about it from a nutritional perspective. And there's some stats and research that I've come across here recently that I want to bring to you on the podcast. Now, I'm not going to talk about that part today, but I wanted to mention that because I truly believe that there are a lot of us around the world still to this day. We need to hunker down. We need to chisel down in our decision making in terms of nutrition and what we consume in terms of that, because there are a lot of us to this day, let's be real. When it comes to our health and wellness and our fitness journey, there are a lot of us that still have this elementary, superficial, at face value approach when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to fitness. Okay, I understand we all got to start somewhere. I understand we all have different backgrounds and we learn different things or we don't learn different things. Or some of us were exposed to certain type of people. Some of us were not exposed to certain type of people. Some of us did or did not have access to certain information, and you know what I mean? So I'm only saying these things to create awareness. Okay. This is not to like put any person on blast, but it's all about creating awareness. Okay. So chiseling down just means making better decisions. So, all right. So like I say, free will is simply just that bridge, you know, which side are you going to go on? Okay, that's all free will is. And I like to define things that way because I want to provide a picture for you. I want you to be able to close your eyes. I mean, I should have said that moments ago, but that's okay. You can always rewind and go back and close your eyes and listen to what I'm saying. But yeah, you know, you want to visualize yourself standing on a bridge, and on the bottom of that bridge, it says free will. And then you have the opportunity to go left or right or straight ahead. But in this case, left or right. Okay, now let's talk about what's inside of you. What's inside of you? What do I mean when I say what's inside of you? Well, there's always has to be something in our reserves, if you will. There needs to be, you know, if you're utilizing your hand to reach down and grab something, we need to be able to draw from a bank, so to speak, in order to display what we want to display. Okay, so when you hear me say what's inside of you, you could use the two follow-up questions: what's inside of your heart and what's inside of your mind. But I want you to take heed to when I ask you what's inside of you, I want you to focus on maybe just a notch or two above the what's on your mind or what's in your mind. I want you to focus a notch or two more on what's in your heart. What's in your heart? What's in our mind is very important as well. But what's in your heart? That's really what I'm talking about when I say what's inside of you. Because in a manner of speaking, every time that we take certain actions, we are reflecting what's in our hearts at that time. Okay, so need you to repeat that like 8 times. Repeat that like 8 times. When you're having a conversation with someone, you are reaching down into your heart and you are presenting, you are executing what is in your heart at that time by the words that you speak, whether if they're words of encouragement, words that are, you know, being uplifted and all that kind of stuff. You know, like what kind of person are you when you speak? Yeah, I mean, let's be real. I mean, you know, do you speak eloquently? Or do you not speak eloquently? No, just scratch that. That's not what I meant. Scratch that. It's more so the contents of what we say. It's not about whether you speak eloquently or not. Don't scratch that. Don't disregard that. It's more about what we say and how we say it, what we mean by what we say. That's more so what I'm talking about. Whether if you speak eloquently or not, that doesn't matter. All right. So you get what I'm saying? Okay. So the condition of our heart, is a very key factor into us as people and how we act on our free will. Really think about that. Because if you are a person that, you know what, I'm going to use two examples. I'm going to talk about dating and then I'm going to talk about nutrition. All right. So if you are a person that, you know, you went through some kind of breakup, okay, then you got to be able to look at what's in your bank, if you will. You got to be look They're able to see what's in your heart, or at least know to some extent what is in your heart. That is going to be a prerequisite of what you're going to do next. You see what I'm saying? You could also add, when I ask you what's inside of you, what's inside of your heart, I'm also asking you, what have you learned? What have you equipped? What have you stored up in your heart? What have you locked away in your heart? What have you amassed in terms of truth? Is truth even in your heart? Right? You know, I got to ask these things. All these questions, all these barrage of questions that I'm throwing at you, these are questions for you to not answer and, you know, very quickly in a hiccup knee-jerk reaction. No, it's like challenging you to think, what's inside your heart? Right? I mean, the thing is, there are many things and philosophies and theologies and different words and different things that can enter into our heart very easily. Okay. What is the state of your heart? What is the condition of your heart at this very moment in time? Okay. So again, like if you're a person that you went through some type of a breakup, you know, and if you like, if you tell yourself like, all right, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. All that's well and good, but you only do better when you apply legit objective truth that you have learned, that you quote unquote reach down and dig in from your heart, bring it to the outside in terms of applying it in your mind and executing it with whatever actionable game plan that needs to take place in order for you to not date the same type of person that you did before. So that way it doesn't become a failure, or perhaps maybe you were the failure. Right. Let's be real. Let's be real. Sometimes we are the ones that fail. Right. We always like to point, blame and, you know, and say to the other person, they fell short of this, they fell short of that. Well, sometimes you, the listener, you fall short, too. Let's be real. Right. Both sides of the coin are equal. Ain't when you look at a quarter, a dime, a nickel, ain't no one side bigger than the other. Both sides are equivalent. Both sides are equal. And I need you to understand that. I need you to recognize that. And I need you to represent that every single day. Like, you know what I'm saying? We are responsible for the decisions we made in terms of, you know, choosing who we choose to date, marry, all that kind of stuff. Right. I mean, if it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out. Okay. All right. So it's not to bring shame on anybody. It's like, look, we take responsibility. Like, that's what it is. Right. So what I'm saying is, What is connected in your heart? And the information, the content that is in your heart is going to determine the type of decisions that you make. I need you to hear that again. The content, the truth, or perhaps lack of truth, I don't know. Perhaps maybe there's some lies there too. Whatever is in your heart at this present time is going to be a huge contributing factor as to the next moves, the next decision or decisions that you make. In terms of who you're trying to date next, or do you need to heal, or whatever it is that you need to do. So that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to look at what's inside your heart. You got to be able to know what's inside your heart. You know, sometimes you may need to talk it out with someone. You may need to talk it out with someone to have someone else kind of help bounce some things off of, they're able to help you reflect in a way that you perhaps never have done before. Okay. Now, I said I was going to talk about nutrition as far as the two examples. Let's talk about nutrition. Like I said, what's inside you? Same kind of thing. What's inside you to make you choose what you choose in terms of the foods and the drinks that you consume? Again, what have you masked up? What have you stored up? What have you acquired in terms of information? Okay. And all right, I'm going to talk a piece. I'm going to talk about a little piece of what's going to come in a different episode, on a new episode, on a more than likely round the corner, near the future episode. I have mentioned on this podcast and also on my Instagram post, by the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, you need to follow me on Instagram. That is Fitness Maxima BDB. You need to follow me on Fitness Maxima BDB. So I have talked about on there and on here in different ways that. And when I say what I'm about to say, this is not like it's the institution's fault. I'm not saying that they're at fault, but I do believe that at in some capacity, whatever that is, they could be an, I don't know if I want to say example or a place that has the information. That's the best way I can put it. Okay. But I have mentioned that the church, the church needs to do something in regards to creating some type of tangible presence in order to plant seeds and inspire people to, you know what I'm saying, do their absolute best at living a healthy lifestyle in terms of nutrition, fitness, all that kind of stuff. And I will die on that hill. I am unashamed of saying that. I have no qualms. I have no problem with talking about this type of stuff with anybody. You know, the reason why I'm talking about this now is because, you know, go back to the beginning of the episode. I talked about free will, right? So, okay, let me say this. In the Bible, it does not flat out clearly say, you know what I'm saying, eat right, drink right, this, that, and the other. No, the Bible doesn't flat out say that. So my issue is, this is just an observation. And I know there are going to be Christians that come across this. They're going to listen. And I really want you to listen. All right. Because the purpose of, let's be real. The purpose of, let me sidetrack, because I want to say why I'm saying what I'm saying. The purpose of a for real, sold out person living for Christ or doing their best living for Christ is to present their flavor to the rest of the body. So hopefully that they can eat that flavor, chew on that flavor, and utilize it in their life. That's all I'm doing here. But I truly believe, with all due respect, my flavor, well, not just me, but others like me that are presenting this, a similar type of message, everybody could benefit from this flavor of what I'm talking about. I'm just being for real, saying all that with humility. Because for real, like if you really want to live a quality life, like I know you've heard before, like I know you've seen before, if you really want to live a quality life, you got to get to that place where you say, you know what, I got to eat better. You know what, I got to drink better. You know what, I got to start back exercising. There's just no way around it. Like, it don't matter who you is, it don't matter who you are. There's no way around it. I said I wasn't going to talk about it. I said I was going to talk about another episode, but I'm going to talk about a piece of it now because this is just what came to me. But there's just no way around it. I have said many times before, there are other things in life to where people will try to convince you that you need it. I've said this before, and I've just given out examples. Like, for example, you're going to have salesmen or saleswomen that are going to approach you at some point and they're going to present to you that you need life insurance. Okay. Some people need life insurance. Some people will act like they don't need life insurance, right? It is important, especially if you have a family. I have said before, everyone has not everyone has a cell phone. Not everyone has a cell phone in 2022. But guess what? Everybody has got a body. Did you catch what I just said? How far has technology come? Everybody has got a body, but not everyone has a cell phone. Not everyone has a laptop or a desktop computer at home, but everybody has got a body. That's why I'm saying that every single person, I believe, can benefit. And I'm not saying everyone's going to just take heed to what I'm saying, but I believe that everyone can benefit from what I'm saying. And if it ain't me, it's someone else out there that's talking about fitness, that's talking about nutrition. They can benefit from it too, because at the end of the day, everyone's got to pay the toll, so to speak. You cannot get living a quality life, but you got high blood pressure, or you have high blood sugar, or you know, if you are overweight, or if you are underweight, or if you are just fatigued all the time, or you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You have to be able to understand that being physically capable to live a quality life is a necessity and is an undergird of your foundation. If you as a person want to have a strong foundation, you have to understand and get the revelation of, and if it ain't my revelation that I'm telling you, then hopefully, praise God, you get another revelation on your own. That you have to get to that place in your mind, or hopefully you get to that place in your mind that you have to have that conviction and that revelation to say that, you know what, I have, you know, I need to do something to have a better quality of life. Because like I say, being physically fit or being physically capable or being as physically fit as you can be and eating as best as you can and just really growing in that is going to only add to your foundation. Foundation in terms of who you are as a person. Foundation as to how you go about your 24 hours a day. Foundation in regards to how you live out your calling in your life. Foundation as to how effective you can be in your purpose. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. So let me say what I'm going to say. There are a lot of us as believers in Christ that we still have, and you're not going to say it, I'm going to say it for you because I'm trying to help bring awareness to you. There are a lot of us in the kingdom of God, we have this philosophy like, well, it's fitness, like it's really not in the Bible, so it's really not important. God doesn't think it's really important. Like maybe like he wants us to be well, but it's not like really kind of that important. Like for real, for real. Some of us are walking around with that mentality, that philosophy. Okay. Now it doesn't mean you're a bad or evil person. It's just that we had to be those type of people that the light has to illuminate on the inside of us. Understanding has to illuminate on the inside of us. Okay. We have to have that conviction within us. And once we have that conviction, then revelation comes forth. Because I've learned before, if we don't have revelation, at some point, we're going to have frustration. Someone, you better rewind that like 8 times. You better hear what I just said. If you don't have revelation, at some point, you're going to have frustration. That's worth repeating one more time. If you do not have revelation, I don't care what it is. It ain't just about fitness and health. If you don't have revelation about something, at some point, you're going to have frustration. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. We got to be people that, and not, you know, it's all aspects of life, okay? All aspects. You got to have a chiseled free will. You got to have that chiseled free will. What a chiseled free will does is, let me define chisel. The way I'm going to define chisel is you think of a man's jawline, right? You've seen males out there that have a very chiseled jawline, right? So you look at the side of their face, the side of their cheeks. At some point it comes to like the side of their face or side of their cheek. It comes to like a halt, like a sharp halt. And then it curves down towards their chin. Right. You know, I may not be explaining in the most thorough way, but that's the best way I can explain it. It starts the chiselness comes down to the side of their face and then it comes down to a point and it comes down to their chin. Now, watch what I just said. I want you to listen to these two words clearly defined. When you see a male with a jawline, that means they have a chiseled jawline. And the word chisel, there's only two words I want you to take away from it. And that's clearly defined. Clearly defined. And if in order for us to live a clearly defined life, first of all, you got to understand when it comes to clear, it means just what it is. It means it's clear. It means you do everything you can within your power and your free will power, if you will, to make sure that your life stays clear. If there's any haziness, any puffiness, if you're driving in your car, you know how it can be kind of huffy and puffy and hazy. You know how you have to use a defrost to kind of clear out that window? That's what I'm talking about. You need to have your life clearly defined. And obviously defined, that speaks for itself, right? You need to make sure your life is defined. So if you're going to be think about it. Think about a very simple example. When a person, male or female, when they hire a personal trainer, why are they hiring a personal trainer? Why? So they can have more clearly defined health and wellness. Right. What is a personal trainer do? By the way, if you're listening for the first time, I am a certified personal trainer. I take a little bit of a different approach. OK, so as a personal trainer, what do I do? What do? They write down a meal plan. They write down a meal plan. Why? Because what does that do? It is clearly defined for the client to eat X amount of grams of protein. Maybe it's 30 grams of protein. Maybe it's 50 grams of protein. Depends on their goals. right? It ain't just eat whatever. It ain't just eat whatever so you can get these results. No, they have to be clearly defined results, a clearly defined plan in order to eat this at this time, eat that at that time, eat three times a day, eat four times a day, five times a day, how many ever times a day it is. Eat these meals at this time and eat this much in each and every meal and drink and consume this much at each and every meal. Why? So that way in 3 months time, 6 months time, 9, 12 months time, I don't know the time frame. That way you can have a more clearly defined body. A clearly defined body. Right? Because if you're a person, you're trying to lose weight. I like to say release weight. If you're trying to release weight, because sometimes some of you, if you lose it, you might find it again. You ain't catch what I just said. You better repeat that again. You better run that back. So you got to be able to release weight. When you release it, you let it go. Just like a little kid releasing a balloon to the sky. He ain't getting that balloon again. Why? Because he released that balloon to the sky. Up to the sky. Y'all don't know about that. All right. So here's the thing. You got to be able to be a person that clearly defines your life. That's why I put the word chiseled in front of free will every single day. Now, here's the thing. You know, we all have these moments and times, myself included, where like our days are just too broad. You feel me? Your days are just too broad. That means you got too much going on, too many options, too much of this going on, too much of that going on. And it doesn't even have to be like bad stuff. It could be just too much stuff. It could be just too much stuff, period. So that's why, you know, for me over time, I say that because I know that was me. I like over these past, I don't know how many years it's been. I really don't. But I know it's been years. Like strategically and systematically, like I've had to chisel my life down. Because I know me, like I to this day, I have to work very hard to stay focused. Like there are times, you know, getting distracted easy, like, man, 2022, y'all have no idea. Right. So I have to be very strategic and intentional about how I stay focused on stuff. I got to remove stuff. I'm just going to be flat out. Sometimes you got to just remove stuff in order to be more chiseled into what you're trying to get in order the results you're trying to achieve. And sometimes it means less people. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Sometimes it means less people. Sometimes it means less things, right? So you can, at least for me, so I can create more time to breathe and think. So I can create more time to cry and heal. So I can create more time to just to do what I'm doing now, to podcast, or to create more time to do whatever it is I need to do to get to the next level, right? So you got to be able to chisel. You got to be able to chisel from here to there and from there back to here. You got to be able to make chiseling decisions. You got to be able to use. I don't recall what that sharp object is exactly, but at any rate, you got to be able to just be like that person, just chopping at the tree, using that axe to chop at that tree. You just got to keep chipping. You got to keep chipping and you got to keep chopping. You got to keep chipping and you've got to keep chopping at being a more chiseled person. And I know you're thinking, man, B, you saying that like over and over again. You keep saying the word chisel and you keep like repeating it over and over again. Well, periodically on this podcast, I always say that it is of significance to repeat the same things from time to time, because it is very important to keep planting that type of a seed within a person, because it's very easy for us to forget something. How many times are we, myself included, how many times are we scrolling on whatever social media platform, looking at a 15-second story, 30-second story, and when we do, go on to the next story. We don't forget about what we just looked at 5 minutes later, right? So that's why I repeat myself many times over and over and over again. All right. Let me get back on track here. I'm still on point. We're going to get back on track. So, yeah, chiseling yourself. That's the third thing that I said I was going to talk about, chiseling yourself. That's a process. It's an ongoing process. You have to be a person that has to be able to look on the inside of you and say, what truth is currently stored on the inside of me? Where am I getting my information from? Who am I getting my information from? Is it really right and true? You know, because if we remain people that just keep reaching into an empty glass and then trying to produce new stuff out of that empty glass, we're producing nothing. We're producing nothing. If you have a glass of water, I mean, obviously you want there to be water in that glass, but if we keep reaching into that glass and there's no water in that glass, then we really don't have any refreshing. We don't have any refreshments to give to people, right? A lot of us to this day, we running on fumes. A lot of us to this day, we running on fumes. We trying to like pour into people, or we trying to do certain things for people, but we have no refreshment to give to people. We have no water to give to people. We ain't got no living water to give to people. So we just reaching, we're just using our hands, we're using our fingers to reach into that cup, to reach into that glass, and we're just grabbing nothing in the air. We're just grabbing air and giving it out, but acting like we're giving something away to people, but we're not. Some of us are running on fumes, and we ain't given no kind of living water on the inside of us. And perhaps for some of us, that could be because we ain't got no living water on the inside of us. By that, I mean, we ain't got that truth juice on the inside of us. And so we keep trying to we're giving fragmented pieces of ourselves, or we're giving fragmented pieces away to people. Right? What are we doing? We're giving fragmented pieces of relative truth to people, but we call it truth. That's not truth, ladies and gentlemen. That's not truth, boys and girls. When you hear people say relative truth or anything like that, or subjective truth, run. That is not objective truth. We're giving fragmented, broken, jagged, harmful pieces of subjective truth, of relative truth to people without even realizing it. Now, again, I'm going to give some grace and mercy in the game. I'm going to throw some grace and mercy in the game. There are some of us that are doing that, but it's unbeknownst to us that we don't know that we don't have living water truth on the inside of us. You feel me? Right? So when you know that you have living water truth on the inside of you, you have tons and tons of higher percentages of chances to give living water truth away to people. That is objective. That is unbiased. And truth that you know in your heart of hearts, it was here long before you ever got here. You catch what I'm saying? When you give away that kind of truth that was here long before you got here, then that means you giving away the right kind of truth. All right. So, but when you're giving away fragmented pieces of relative truth or your own experiences of truth, just because it happened doesn't mean it's true. Okay. Just because certain things happen doesn't mean it's truth. Now, it's true that it happened, yes, but that doesn't mean that, oh, this is truth, right? You know what I mean? So, like, for example, just a very quick generic example, you know, when women say, oh, all men are the same, or when men say, oh, all women are the same, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like, just because you have encountered said woman that are similar in the past, that does not mean all women are like that. It just means that you need to move around and expose yourself to different types of women. And the same thing for the ladies. Just because you say that all men are the same, just because you have continuously encountered similar type of men, they may not be the exact same, but they perhaps have similar components, because you meet, you know, Billy and Joe and Bob and Russ, and I'm just naming generic names, right? But they all part of the same club, so to speak. Right. Just because you meet the same similar type of guys does not mean that all the other guys are lumped into that same category. No, it just means you too, ladies, need to move around and meet different types of men. You catching what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Right. So. All right. So let's just do a quick recap. OK, so again, if you're going to be a person of free will, you got to understand you standing on that bridge. You're able to look to your left, you're going to look to your right, okay? The right. Now, I need to explain something here, okay? I said go to the left and go to the right, and then I also mentioned going straight ahead, okay? In the context of the bridge, I'm talking about just the left and the right only, okay? Just in left and right only. sometimes we make the wrong decisions. Like, that's just what it is. And then there are times we deliberately make the wrong decisions on purpose, even if we have the living water on the inside of us, right? Because at the end of the day, we're still people living on this earth, right? So, but that's where that free will comes in even that much more. It's just like, what you gonna do? You gonna choose life or you gonna choose death? You gonna choose blessing or you gonna choose curse? You gonna choose positive or you gonna choose negative, right? Every single day, it's up to us. It's up to us. I mean, when you think about, you hear about success, right? And I know success is such a big buzzword, okay? Because you can literally look up any YouTube video. You could type in success videos or success inspiration videos. And you could pull up hundreds of thousands of different types of channels that talks about success in different ways. Some true and some not true. But I want to pose to you that I believe, and honestly, I don't think I've heard anyone say this, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't been said. And see, that's the gist of this podcast. I want to try to give you something that perhaps you haven't heard before. I truly believe that when you think about people who are super ultra successful, when I say super ultra successful, I'm talking about like they are like primed and chiseled. Okay. They are deep into their occupation, deep into their purpose, whatever that is, versus the people that are, you know, maybe not as super ultra successful. One factor that separates the ultra successful from the not ultra successful is how they spend their time. But yes, you've heard that before, but how they chisel their time. Okay. How they chisel into their time. So again, it's like let me give it to you like this. If you're starting with more of if you draw a dull physique on a piece of paper. Okay, if you draw like this dull physique on a piece of paper, and then you find ways to chisel that physique and you're trying to give it more and more muscle, right? You're giving it more cuts, you're giving it more definition, you're giving it more muscle, right? You may have to erase it a few times, you may have to erase it several times, right? But you're adding more muscle to it. So the more muscle that you add to it, that means you've made some chiseled decisions. That means you made some decisions that, okay, you know what? I need to lift some weights, okay? And you know what? And it also means, you know what? I'm going to have to change my meals. I'm going to have to change how I eat. I'm going to have to add more protein in my meals. So that way I won't be as stressed. I won't lack certain calories. I will put myself in a position to where I can be more in a caloric surplus by having proteins in my meals and proteins and veggies in every meals. I won't feel like I have a lack of nutrients in my meals because I've made certain decisions to eat certain things. I've made certain decisions to go lift weights and to become more and more physically fit, right? So in essence, what I'm saying is that physique on paper, on an actual literal sheet of paper, that physique becomes more and more muscled up, more and more chiseled. Because that person spent more and more time in whatever facility, whatever gym that they've been to in order to get that physique, right? Because how they spend their time a certain way. See, we can't just, you know, as I said earlier in the episode, we can't just look at free will as just free will. Like, oh, I can do whatever I want and like, but I'm going to live a chisel. Like, I can do whatever I want and get chiseled results. And it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. You have to be more specific and you have to be more narrow. One of my favorite verses is Matthew 7, around verses 13 and 14. It talks about narrow is the road. You have to have narrow focus on anything that you do. Narrow focus. Narrow focus is the name of the game. And when you are a person that chisels yourself in terms of the decisions you make, when you decide, you know, if you're single, like what kind of person of the opposite sex you want to date. And then obviously when you get to that point, what kind of person you want to marry, you got to be like ultra chiseled. If you're going to be a person that wants to choose who you're going to marry, I can't speak from experience on that, but I'm just putting it out there. Okay. When you have to be more chiseled and intentional of how you handle your finances. And I think I've mentioned it on here before. I've had to learn that over the years. Because I've said I was horrible with finances in terms of management of finances, right? And to this day, still learning and am trying to put things in place to even be better at managing finances better, right? So because I was spending my money just any kind of way, right? Just spending it any kind of way. Just like just kind of doing whatever with it, right? But if you don't hunker down and be more clearly defined and have that jawline and more chiseled in how you're going to manage your finances and how you're going to manage your body, how you're going to manage your nutrition, how you're going to manage anything put in front of you. If you can't do that, then how are we going to live the ultimate life that we're called to live? Or at the least, how are we going to be more and more upgraded and advanced in our lives in terms of pursuing and seeking that ultimate life? Okay, now I'm not even saying you got to be there like, bam, you got to be there smack dab today or tomorrow. You got to be at this ultimate life. I'm just saying like being alive internally and mentally. And once you have that light illuminate all on the inside of you, then you just spend the rest of your life going after that ultimate life, whatever that looks like for you. Right. So, all right. So I hope this makes sense. You might have to listen to this episode maybe another time or two to really catch what I'm saying. So, but there are certain pieces of this episode we're gonna talk more and more about, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, because there's some things that we gotta put out on the table. And one of the biggest things, and I'm gonna talk more about the research that I came across. You know, it might be the next episode, I don't know, but it's gonna be in the near future, probably within the next 30 days. I'll put it that way. The research and stats that I'm going to talk about is in terms of just, you know, the churches and health and wellness and how it should be discussed more and more. And so I'm gonna bring some stats and some research on that. But in the meantime, in between time, make sure that when you are a person that's standing on that bridge, the only thing that's going to get you, or one of the things that's going to get you to the right decision, is knowing that what's on the inside of you, what's on the inside of your mind, what's on the inside of your heart, more importantly, because whatever you reach down into your heart to try to bring out to apply to that situation, that's going to determine what kind of results you get. Right. So like I say, if you just going to keep hopping from toxic person to toxic person to toxic person, first off, you got to know what toxic even means in terms of a person, because if you don't, you're just going to keep hopping to it and it's just going to keep happening right in front of you. You don't even know it. Right. So that's what I'm saying. You got to be acquired with a certain level of knowledge, a certain level of truth in order to make different type of decisions, in order to make chiseling type of decisions. Right. And then once you define, you know, once you know what's inside of you, that's going to help you to clearly define whatever it is that you want to put your hands to. If you're trying to eat better, you're trying to eat right, you're trying to have that, you know, that right nutrition plan, you're trying to have that good program workout, or you're trying to date or marry a certain individual, whatever it is, you're trying to manage your money better, you're trying to manage your relationships better, right? You got to be that person that keeps chipping and keeps chopping to get towards more and more, to carving yourself into the ultimate you. All right, y'all. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. I want to thank you for tuning in. And as I mentioned, I feel like there are certain aspects and certain things that I talked about I want to expound more on, and perhaps next week or the week after that. But definitely want to continue to talk more about free will and the research and the stats that I've come across in recent memory. And I just want to be able to share that with you guys, so that way you know that there are other sources out there that are saying similar things that I have been saying. So, but until then, in the meantime, in between time, have a great rest of the week, and I'll catch y'all on the next episode. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all rocking with me to the very end of this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. Y'all are greatly appreciated. So I am here to let you know, If you have not picked up a copy of my solo debut book entitled Vision of an Athlete, I would encourage you to go to Amazon.com and get your copy today. So what are we talking about when we say vision of an athlete? Because it's more than just about drinking the right drinks. It's more than just about eating the right foods. My question to you is, do you have vision when it comes to being an athlete? See, it's more than just about how many times you show up at the gym or how many workouts you do, but do you have long-lasting vision? Or better yet, do you have eternal vision? Because in that book, I unpack what real vision looks like and what a real athlete is supposed to look like. And when I say athlete, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be from an athletic background. You don't have to be from a sports family. It doesn't matter what kind of family you've grown up from. I'm here to tell you that no matter who you are, as long as you are breathing, you are an athlete, whether you realize it or not. And if you pick up my copy of the book, I will help you realize the athlete that you were created to be. So again, it's Vision of an Athlete. Go to Amazon.com and order your copy today.